one of his favorite people I used to hear him talk about all the time was Dexter Gordon. I remember when Dexter Gordon's movie came out, it's called Round Midnight. My mother took him to see that or whatever. So I got a lot of my ideas about jazz and my love for jazz in an indirect way, because I mean, this guy, he didn't, you know, have stepfathers. He don't talk to kids. You know, I'm not his kid. So my mother dealt with me. So I just, you know, when I was in my room, I would leave my door open sometime when he'd play records, and I'd be listening to it. And, you know, I heard names being thrown around, and I just happened to remember these names. And as I got older, I was looking up things and hearing things about these people. And then listening to hip-hop, now here we go again. We get more, you know, we're hearing jazz samples again. And then that's where I learned how to look up things and learn how to seek out records and hear samples and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You recently put out a song that includes a sample of Ornette Coleman,
yes.
The track Lonely Woman. Is that difficult for you as an artist? Because on the one hand, you obviously really like his music and you want to do justice to his music.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, you kind of want to do your own thing with it. So how do you approach that?
Like, I just know I like Ornette Coleman, and I like the dissonant style that he has, and like the free jazz that I like. It just, I don't know if I'm right with the definition of free jazz, but I just like, it sounds like free jazz. It's, you know, very improvisational, and you know, it's like there's rules, but at the same time there's no rules and creativity with the rules. And that's what I like about Ornette, you know, and his the saxophone that he plays and all of that. It's like some of those notes that he hit are not right, but they're right for him. You get what I'm saying? And like, I love the my favorite track from him is Lonely. The bass player, whoever was playing the bass, was like crazy killer. Like that was that the my favorite part of that song is the beginning with the bass, when the bass is just coming in, and it's just, oh my god. And then the call and response that, you know, like Ornette and this bass player has, it's just amazing how they just work together. And I mean, from what I hear, most of jazz is improvisational. So I mean, I'm just wild by the fact that you have a group of people, or more than one people, that can, you know, like just start jamming out and follow each other and complement each other's notes and beats. It's just like, it's amazing.
Is that something you maybe would consider as a musician? Because if I'm not mistaken, for the moment, when you perform live, it's mostly as a solo artist, right? Would you ever be open to collaborating with other musicians?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, I would love to do a show like a show with other live artists, you know, like a live jazz band, and just come in and lay down, I don't know, some beats on a drum machine along with them, and do like the ultimate goal is to do an improv type situation where we just jamming off each other and whatever, you know, maybe I'm following the bass player, you know what I mean? Or maybe, I don't know, I'm maybe following the saxophone or the trumpet player, whatever they're doing. I'm just, you know, to start out, of course, I'm just going to be following the beat, seeing what I can come up with based off what they're doing, see if I can bounce off them. I think that'd be dope.
Ja, Jana Rush, je hoort naar interview 2 weken geleden opgenomen in Brussel. We hebben nog een uitgebreid stuk interview klaarstaan, maar eerst nog een beetje muziek. We gaan eentje draaien op haar meest recente EP Dark Humor, die is zo pas uitgekomen. Rauw Clown van Jana Rush.
I'm just a clown.
Welcome to the club.
Tonight, the DJ is a clown. I'm just a clown.
Welcome to the club.
I'm just a clown. I'm just a clown. I'm just a clown. I'm just a clown. Tonight, the DJ is a clown. I'm just a clown.
Welcome to the club.
I'm just a clown. 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 Tonight, the DJ is a clown. I'm just a clown.
Welcome to the club.
Journey to sound. This journey. This journey to sound. 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 This journey to sound.
Ow. Well, ow. Well, ow. Well, ow. Well, ow. Well, ow.
Thank you, and fuck you!
Clown van Jana Rush van op Dark Humor. Ik had twee stukken interview beloofd. Hier komt het tweede eraan. In het eerste hoorde je haar trouwens al vertellen over hoe ze begonnen is als klein meisje, als radio-dj. En haar set op broadcast was trouwens ook heel erg goed. Heel puntig en behoorlijk toegankelijk eigenlijk. En echt anderhalf minuut van het ene nummer naar het andere. En we vroegen haar dan ook hoe haar live setup er eigenlijk uitziet, technisch gezien.
I'm moving away from software right now because I'm sick of carrying computers everywhere. I'm sick of the situations with computers. Like, you know, it's you gotta have a workhorse computer basically. Like, that's always ready to go and it can load up quickly and blah blah blah. And it's just too, you have to make sure that your files are. You have to keep a great database. You have to be very organized with your database. And that's the thing, like, you know, when you use computers, it's overkill because it's like, yeah, you have access to all these plugins, you got access to all these instruments, it's beautiful, but it can also be a pain. And it's like, it's added weight to just be, to me, for me, I'm not saying for everybody else, but for me, I want to keep it simple. I just want to put my machine in the bag and pick up and go, you know, and whenever I get to where I am, I just want to plug in and be ready to go. I don't want to be sitting there waiting and like, oh, it's not loading up or, you know, stuff like that. Or it crashes or, you know, like you still have your issues with hardware also. But like depending on what you have, if it's just a plug, like I do have a MPC Live right now. It has a battery. The thing that I have to make sure, it has a 4-hour battery. The thing I have to make sure to do with shows is just make sure my battery is 100%. And like, hopefully nothing goes wrong because it's still software with that. But hardware to me is a lot more reliable and straightforward and direct. And that's what I like to do. I like to make quick moves. I don't like to stand around and wait for things, you know, mm-hmm. or have to give my customers excuses as to why the show stopped because, you know, my computer shut down. I didn't know. I forgot I set that up like that. You know what I mean? So, but yeah.
And as far as recording music goes, where do you record new tracks predominantly, at home or when you're on the road?
I predominantly record at home. I mean, that's where I got, like I said, I do, you know, pretty much have a hybrid. I mainly use my computers for, you know, cutting samples or even projects like remixes and making records or whatever. But like, yeah, at home, I'm pretty much a hybrid studio. But, yeah, I make most of my music at home.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Your first album that came out was called Pariah.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that it had that name was because of the way you saw yourself and the relation with the footwork scene.
Yeah.
You use elements of footwork in your music.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, maybe pariah is a strong term, but you definitely didn't feel 100% at home within that scene. We're now a few years later. You released a second album.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like a pariah?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's that thing of, you know, like, and it's a Chicago thing. I don't really feel welcome, you know, and, like, I'm just going to keep it simple and keep it direct. You know, you got other factions coming in from other areas in the United States. And it has a lot to do with the respect, the level of respect that I'm offered from that scene. And it's just like, you know, great, fine. If you don't want me to be part of your scene, I'm fine with that. You know, Rashad, you know, he sees me as family. Spin saw me as family. You know, a lot of the heavy hitters, you know, Traxman, DJ Clint, they all see me as family. But a lot of the people that's trying to make moves, or, you know, local people think are making moves, you know, it's just like it's some sort of friction there. So it's just, I don't have time for it. So I just keep myself open. You know, I feel like, you know, we all find our tribe if you just keep looking, but I'm not going to accept disrespect, you know.
Mm-hmm. The festival you're performing on tonight is not entirely focused on dance floor based music. It has a wide variety of everything.
Yeah.
Do you feel more at home within that kind of context?
Yeah. I mean, I like when it's a variety of music. You know, like, everybody can't. I guess in the future maybe we can have a footwork festival where everybody's playing footwork. But, you know, I do like to hear what else is out there, and I like to hear other types of creativity. You know, I like to see what else people can do with 4/4 type music, or how else other people use time signatures. You know, I like to hear the newest, you know, what's the new sound of techno, because I was really into techno when I first got started. And techno and acid house was pretty much my home at first. Acid house, techno, regular house music. So it's just like, you know, I like to see what's still out there. You know, a footwork festival is, it can go hard too. You know, I've had situations where you got people like DJ Manny, you got DJ Rashad, you got Spin. You, like I said, the heavy hitters, especially Traxman, you know, he can mix for hours. But, you know, that'd be a great show. But I do like to have more shows with variety, because I like to hear a little bit of everything, you know. Because, like I said, I'm not going to claim a genre. I'm just open to learning as much as I can about the music that I like.
Jana Rush, 2 weken geleden op het Broadcast Festival in Brussel in de AB. We gaan als afsluiter nog eentje draaien van op haar album van vorig jaar, Painful Enlightenment. We hadden het er tijdens het interview al over. Disorientation van Jana Rush.
Reveille, the 24-hour plus one durational broadcast of live daybreak sounds from around the world, will embark on its 13th loop around the sun on Saturday, the 2nd of May at 5 a.m. UK time, and will conclude its loop on Sunday, the 3rd of May at 6 a.m. UK time. Reveille is co-produced locally by Soundcamp Cooperative and globally by a network of participating institutions and artists. The Reveille broadcast is hosted by Wavefarm, Accra, New York, and relayed by Resonance Extra and other partnering radio stations. For more info and to listen, please visit soundtent.org/Reveille.
Orientation, Jana Rush van A Painful Enlightenment. We blijven nog een beetje in die footwork, maar we gaan van Chicago naar Japan met Foodman, want dat is een van de artiesten die op de Kraak Open HQ of Headquarter dag gaat optreden. Dat is volgende week zaterdag al, 30 april is dat. Foodman komt, Frank Hurricane, Mark Matter en nog een hele hoop andere muzikanten. We gaan er eentje drijven op Easy Minzoku. Dit is Otto Narabi van Foodman.
Arsa Jan, 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 Ar
Otto Narabi van Foodman van op het album Easy Minzoku. Dat kwam uit op Orange Milk. Foodman dus een van de artiesten die naar de Kraak Open Headquarters dag komt. Dat is op zaterdag 30 april, volgende week zaterdag. Dat is trouwens dicht bij Brussel-Noord als je met de trein zou willen afkomen. Foodman komt af, Frank Hurricane, Mark Madder en nog een hele hoop andere artiesten. We hebben al Footwork gehad uit Chicago, Japan. En nu gaan we eigenlijk alley-oop-gewijs terug naar Chicago. Al is hij eigenlijk wel geboren in North Carolina. En hij is pas verhuisd toen hij 18 was. Toen is hij verhuisd naar Chicago. En dat hoor je eigenlijk ook een beetje in zijn muziek. Want hij speelt niet alleen, of hij maakt niet alleen footwork. Er zitten eigenlijk ook heel veel in van UK Garage. Zijn EP heet City Starts en komt uit op Hyperdub. Wij kozen daaruit Stay, DJ Hank. Stay van DJ Henk. Ja, ik zat een beetje in een rioolbles, maar ik ben terug. Van op de City Starts EP van Hyperdub. En over rioolbazen gesproken. Vorige week hebben we dat geweldige remixalbum gedraaid van DJ PayPal, die een dertigtal edits heeft gemaakt van Drake-nummers. We gaan er gewoon nog eentje draaien. Deze keer is het Not Nice. Not Nice van DJ PayPal. We fladderen hier tegen het einde aan van de ene Bandcamp release naar de andere. Deze is een Name Your Price eentje van Na. Een producer in Philadelphia geboren, maar tegenwoordig zit hij al een hele tijd in Antwerpen. Hij werkte ook al samen met Wiki bijvoorbeeld. Hij heeft dus een Name Your Price album uit Garbage Crap 3 gemaakt van maart 2021 tot maart dit jaar. Al zelf noemt hij het demos, experimenten, outtakes, progress, spring cleaning. Nummers zonder naam. Dus gewoon het vierde nummer van op die Garbage Crap 3 van Na. van op die Garbage Crap 3 van Na. Hij woont tegenwoordig dus in Antwerpen en morgen speelt hij in Café Centraal in Brussel. We gaan er nog een laatste driepunter in knallen. Gospel uit de jaren 70 uit de pen van Ethel Agee heeft ze die release, eigenlijk twee nummers die ze heeft geschreven, heeft ze toen opgenomen in de jaren 70 samen met haar twee broers, Preston Scarber en één dominee, Reverend Dorosco Scarber. Hier is Ethel Agee met Traveling Home.
information.